Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Asma'ul Husna Blessed Names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode, once again, we'll be mentioning another beautiful, majestic, and noble name of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is that name? That name is Al-Hamid. Alif Lam, Ha Mim, Ya, and Dal. Now, what is the meaning of Hamid? This name, Hamid, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned numerous times in the Quran, it means that Zat, that being who is praised, whose praise is done by the creation. Why? Because of his ihsanat, his favors, because of his bestowals, because of his blessings descending upon the people, he is praised by them, and therefore one of his beautiful names is Al-Hamid, meaning Allah Jalla wa Ala is Hamid because he blesses people with bounties, with favors, and then showing gratitude, thankfulness for those blessings and those favors, the creation, the believers in particular, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why his beautiful name is Hamid. And in reality, if you think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Zat and being that is worthy of all praise, worthy of being praised. He is deserving of that. Why? Because he is the haqiqi bestower. He is the real bestower of everything. And right in the beginning of the Quran, Surah Fatiha, what does Allah Jalla wa Ala say? He says in verse 1 of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu, all praise is for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Now here, before moving on, one thing is shukr, and one thing is hamd. Shukr, the ulama define it as thanking the bestower of a blessing. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with a bounty, then we show gratitude towards him because he has blessed us. This is shukr. We have received a ni'mah. And hamd, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamd, the meaning is whether you receive a blessing or not, you praise Allah. You do the ta'reef of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there's a difference. Shukr is khas in that it is in exchange of a blessing. You receive a blessing, a reward, a bounty. You show shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hamd is different in that whether you receive a blessing or not, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's give an example of this. When you ponder upon creation, not upon the dhat of Allah, forbidden to ponder upon the dhat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is destructive for our faith because we'll fall into many wasawis, many wrong notions and views. But when you ponder upon creation, how perfect it is. The sky is just suspended. They don't fall upon us. He looks at the sun, the moon, the heavens, the earth, the stars, all of this ponders. And this leads him to an understanding that there's a creator behind all of this. And that creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created everything perfectly in the best way. What does this lead to him doing? It leads to him doing the hamd of Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas shukr, you receive a blessing, wealth, health, status, rank, anything like that. And then you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the basic difference between hamd and shukr. So when he sees the creation, he ponders upon it, then spontaneously he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Allah is the one who has sustained everything. Allah is the cherisher. Allah is the one who nourishes us human beings. Subhanallah. when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain. And that rain is beneficial for us. We think about that, we think, Allah, He's the creator of this rain. He sends it down in a moderate amount, an amount that is better for us. So when he looks at the creation of Allah and the fawaid therein, the benefits that are found therein, this leads to him acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah azza wa jal. So back to the verse, we said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now Alhamdu, all praise. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second bit, Rabbil Alameen. The Lord of all the worlds. Now what is the meaning of Alam? Here's the plural, Alameen. Meaning of Alam is Masi Wallah. Anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is included within Alam. All of creation is included within Alam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not part of creation. He is the creator, the Khaliq. Therefore, He is not included in Alam. And Rabb itself means the one who sustains, the one who cherishes, the one who nurtures, and the one who brings something from its initial stage, lowly stage, all the way to its intiha, its peak. Subhanallah. So that progression, who is behind that? That advancement, that improvement in the stages, who is behind that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rabbil Alameen, the cherisher, the sustainer. And He is the one who nurtures a person or a thing until it reaches its peak, from a low stage to its peak. And look at creation, a child for example. A child is born, and in a sense you could say it's helpless. It can't do anything for itself. It needs constant supervision around the clock. It's fed. Allah Ta'ala grants it nourishment through the mother's milk. And that milk is easily digestible. It doesn't cause any harm to the child. There's more benefit in a child drinking its own mother's milk. Before it even came to the world, in the womb of the mother, nourishment is being provided through the mother. SubhanAllah, look at the nizam, look at the system in place. And then a child becomes a toddler, infant, teenager, adolescence, adulthood, all of these stages before reaching its peak, adulthood. There are all these stages which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps a child go through. Similarly, when you look at trees, for example, how they start off and where they reach, vegetation, vegetables, you plant them, what do they become? Subhanallah. Who's behind all of this? Who's behind all of this process, this nurturing? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we look at Rabbil Alameen, Allah is the one who nurtures, who cherishes, who sustains. Al-Alameen, one who nurtures the entire worlds. That's Alamul Insan, humankind, the world of humans. Alamul Nabatat, and like this, various other worlds. The ulama have mentioned 18,000 different worlds exist. Allah is the sustainer of all of them. So throughout these stages, take Insan for example. Insan develops so many different attributes, praiseworthy attributes as well. He has salahiyah, he has capability of doing certain things. Who is behind this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has endowed him with all of these blessings, all of these skills, all of these unique capabilities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Could he have achieved that? Could he have done so without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. If somebody has a strong memory, who gave him that strong memory? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah willed, if Allah wanted, he would not be able to memorize a single sentence, a single verse, just a few words. He would find hardship and difficulty in memorizing just a few words. But because he could memorize whole passages, he can memorize whole pages, books even maybe. Yes, in history there are people who had photographic memories. Maybe they even exist today where they can memorize entire books. Who is behind that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed them with that strong memory. Now, when that person is praised by creation, that wah, so-and-so has a strong memory. So-and-so has excelled in his field. He has a BA, a degree. He has a master's degree. He has a PhD. But who is behind that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when that person is praised, who is actually being praised? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah is behind all of this. If Allah willed, that person could not have achieved anything. But it was the mercy of Allah that helped him and enabled him to reach where he has reached. So whenever you praise anyone in creation, whenever you praise makhluq, you are praising Khaliq. You are praising the Sani', the one who is behind everything, the one who has enabled all of this to take place. So this is why we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, the sustainer of the worlds, the one who nurtures all of creation, takes them from the low stage all the way till their peak, intiha, subhanallah. And we understand this because in the world, whenever you praise something, you're in fact praising the creator. So when you look at a car and you say, wow, look at that car, I want that car. It's the latest car, this much horsepower, this much speed, 0 to 60 in this many seconds. These are the specifications. You know, it has these added features from the previous model, and you're desirous of having that car, then you're actually praising the manufacturer of that car, who put his mind to it and created that. But who gave him that ability in the first place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you trace the steps, this process, it will ultimately make you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is behind every single thing. He is Khaliq. He is the one who creates everything. So all praise belongs to Him. So this verse of the Quran, this first verse, gives us many lessons. For example, number one, it teaches us that all praise, real praise, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we just covered how that is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind everything. So, haqiqi praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And when we know this, when we acknowledge this, when we understand this, when we do i'tiraf, when we admit this, then takabbur, or self-conceit, vanity, ujub, etc., this will not come near us. How foolish and how unfortunate are those people who forget about the Khaliq and they say, I did this or I did that. It was through my own hard efforts. It was through my personal endeavor that I got to where I got to. Nobody helped me in this regard. Nobody aided me. Nobody assisted me. And they ascribe all goodness that they've achieved to their own self. Allahu Akbar. This is incorrect. Islamically speaking, a Muslim can never think like this. And in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he guides us and he says there are three things that are destructive for a person. Thalathun muhlikatun. Three things will destroy a person. Number one, hawan muttaba'un. Such desire which is followed. Such a desire which is followed. And which desire is it referring to? An unlawful desire, of course. Because a lawful desire will not necessarily destroy you. In fact, with good intentions, it will aid you in your iman, in your life, in your akhirah. But here it's referring to the unlawful, the carnal desires of the nafs. If you follow them, if you pursue them, and if you go after that momentary pleasure, then you may attain that momentary pleasure. But the consequences will be everlasting. Unless you repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hawan muttaba'un, that unlawful desire, that carnal desire which is followed, this will destroy you. This is one of the muhlika, destructive traits. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, washuhun muta'un. The second destructive trait for a believer, for a person, is greed which is obeyed. Shuhun refers to greed. Muta'un, such a greed which is pursued, which is obeyed, which is followed. Now here, the ulama explained that this greed leads to a person not fulfilling his zakat. Zakat is binding upon him, he doesn't fulfill it. There are huquq of Allah upon him, he doesn't fulfill them. There are huquq of creation upon him, he doesn't fulfill it. He's so greedy, he doesn't even fulfill the nafaqa of his ahlu ayal, his family members, his household. Because of that greed, Allahu Akbar, he does not even meet their expenses that are necessary upon him as a Muslim to fulfill. He doesn't give sadaqah fitr, and like this, he doesn't perform hajj, he doesn't fulfill those things which are lazim and binding upon him. And the third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is destructive for a person, i'jabul mar'i bi nafsihi, Allahu Akbar. This means a person becomes self-conceited. He falls prey to vanity as I touched upon before, he ascribes everything to himself. But I have a high-paying job, it's because of my own doing. I have the latest car, it's because of my achievements. I live in a certain area, it's because of me. You know, my children have achieved this, that, and the other, it's because of me. In the community, people know me, people respect me, people honor me, it's because of my own doing. You know, I have earned that honor. I've made them respect me. Ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah. This is not the way of a believer. Anything that you do, be humble about it. Prophet ﷺ said, this trait of self-conceit and vanity will destroy a person, destroy his deeds, destroy his a'mal. Give him so much discomfort in the dunya and akhirah if he does this. It will catch up with him. So, whenever we do any good, we're given tawfiq to do good by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we ascribe all goodness to Allah. And if people praise us, we stay level-headed. We stay humble. And we know that, in fact, they're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the awliya Allah, they are so unique, subhanallah. When they would be praised, they would say that you don't even know about my shortcomings. This is why you praise me. But if you knew about my shortcomings, you wouldn't praise me. And in reality, you're praising me because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to do a certain act or certain thing. So they would ascribe all goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would constrain their nafs. They would not let it get out of hand. They would not fall prey to vanity and self-conceit. They knew how shaitan and the nafs ammara would try and attract them towards the evil of vanity and self-conceit. But they knew about the pitfalls. They knew about the traps. They knew about the tricks. Alhamdulillah, again, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were able to avoid them. And again, when they avoided them, they would say, this is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is not my own doing. I have saved myself. I have attained salvation with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah allowed me to adopt these steps in order to save myself. Subhanallah, and our pious predecessors, they have set the most beautiful examples. Look at the great Nabi of Allah, Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, how can I show gratitude towards you whenever I receive a blessing, whenever I receive a bounty through your mercy? It's with your tawfiq that I pay thanks to you. So how can I truly show my thankfulness? How can I truly show gratitude towards you? Have we ever thought like that? Like the great Prophet Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, that Ya Allah, even this thinking, even this ta'rif, even this hamd that I'm doing, Ya Allah, it's with your given tawfiq. Otherwise, I would not be able to do it. Never would I be able to do it. So that raises the question, how can I ever truly thank you when even the tawfiq of thanking you is from you, Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful question. What a beautiful question. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied. Such a beautiful reply that comforted the heart of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam and will comfort the heart of all those who adopt a similar mindset. That how can I truly show thanks to you, Allah, when first of all the tawfiq to do good is from you, and when I receive the reward of that good in the form of favors, in the form of blessings, then to praise you upon that, to thank you upon that, the tawfiq to do that is also from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, said, O Dawood, when you have understood this, when you have understood this, that the tawfiq to do good is from me, and then after doing that good, receiving reward, receiving bounties in place of that good is also from me, and then you thank me, you show shukr to me, and you know even showing shukr is from me, then consider that you have been grateful to me. Consider that you have shown thankfulness towards me. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah. Because if we think about it truly, even that understanding to gain such a mindset is from Allah as well. So Allah is so merciful to His creation. Allah is so, subhanallah, compassionate towards His creation. Look at this beautiful question by Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, and it was answered in a beautiful way as well by our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects, in all circumstances, all situations. And the blessings of Allah, they are infinite. They never end. Every moment we are being blessed. And when you have this acknowledgement, when you have this realization that I can never truly thank Allah, then as we heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this is when you are thanking Allah. This is when you are actually thanking Allah. When you have this haqiqat, this understanding, I can't thank Allah. Because everything is from Him. I have not even shown full thankfulness for the previous blessing and I've received another one. And this silsila, this continues, this chain continues. You've not yet fully shown thankfulness and you can never fully show thankfulness for a previous blessing and you're blessed with another ni'mah as well. Allahu Akbar. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, and if you were to try and count, enumerate the blessings of Allah, you would never list them. You will not be able to do so. Time will run out. So in reality, at all moments, every second we should praise Allah. If this is not within our power, then at least recall the favors of Allah from time to time. Think about them, ponder upon them. Don't look at those who have more than you, look at those who have less than you. And when you look at those who are less than you, this will make you more grateful. The arm complaining about not having X blessing or this blessing or that blessing, this person wants to be in my situation. This person is desirous of achieving and attaining what I've attained by the will of Allah. So inshallah, be humble, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was his beautiful name that we heard today, Hamid, the one who is praised. And we know Allah is praised at all times, directly, indirectly, everything is from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us, continue to favor us for the sake of this beautiful name, Hamid. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.